This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It is Thursday as we record this here on the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Brad Brown, and Thursday means it's swimming day, and we have a returning guest, Jackie Cronin. Touches base with us today. Had some fabulous feedback from Jackie's story last week. Things not going quite according to plan for Jackie on the Big Island this year. And if you haven't heard that yet, the link is in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge. Go and listen. I definitely think it is worthwhile because, as you know, things don't always go according to plan in an Ironman, unfortunately. And yeah, I think Jackie's story may resonate with you if you have had a DNF. So go check it out. The link in the show notes to this episode. And speaking of things in the link or in the links to this, in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, you can get the link to our sponsor of this episode. It is brought to you by Health IQ. Health IQ was recently featured on websites like TechCrunch, CNBC.com, Forbes as well. What they've done is they've partnered with established life insurance companies to offer policies to triathletes, marathon runners, cyclists, and other health-conscious people with rates that are on average, get this, they're on average between 4 and 33% lower than you could traditionally expect. So definitely worthwhile checking out. Health IQ is built on a data-driven approach to underwriting that seeks to reward people for healthy behavior rather than penalizing them for red flags. For example, Health IQ won't automatically punish you for your family history, which is great news. If you've seen my family, it's definitely great news. If you'd like to discover more and how much you can save on your life insurance, simply head over to healthiq.com/Kona or click on the link in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge or on the podcast player you're listening to. Just scroll down. The link is right there. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Well, we head back to Illinois to talk some swimming on today's edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we're joined by Jackie Cronin. Jackie, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me back.
Jackie, you got into swimming as a bit of cross training due to a running injury. Has it come pretty easily to you?
No, absolutely not. When I was in a boot for 6 weeks training for Boston, I was desperate like any good, dedicated, addicted long distance runner. So I got in the pool and said, if I can run 20 miles, I can swim, right? No, that's not the case. I thought I was going to drown and I only made it halfway across the shallow end. So I went to the pool every single day and I swam one lap the first day and I left 2 laps the second day, 3 laps the third day. And that's how I learned how to swim.
That's a cool story. It's obviously gotten easier. I mean, you've qualified for Kona and you've done a few big races. Is it still a struggle for you?
I don't think so. After about 2 years of swimming, I actually started to like it and I thought it wasn't as terrible as I thought it was. It wasn't just a cross training. I was actually swimming just to swim because I enjoyed it.
How much has it assisted your running and your cycling from an aerobic perspective? I know a lot of runners swear by it just to sort of help build that engine, if you'd like, just with regards to the cardiovascular system. Have you found that it's had an impact on your running?
Honestly, I haven't swam as much this year as I did the first 3 years when I was injured. So right now I don't know, but at first I would think it absolutely did because I wasn't running hardly at all. So it was helping me keep my fitness and keeping me mentally sane, giving me something to do.
As far as the one thing or two things you think you've done in the water that's really helped your performance and improved your swim, can you nail it down to a couple of things?
When I started swimming, I didn't know anything about it, but I decided I was going to breathe on both sides because I was afraid of getting stuck on one side. So looking back, I think maybe that was a good thing because I meet a lot of people that taught themselves how to swim as well and can only ever breathe on one side, which is kind of frightening when you're in an ocean swim or any open water swim. So somehow I did that right. If it's right, I'm not really sure still.
Well, you speaking to someone who can only breathe on one side. So, yeah, I wish I had done that. And I wasn't self-taught. I went for lessons. So we need to have words with my swim coach.
That and getting in the pool consistently, which was easy at first because it was the only thing I could do for a while.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, just getting that feel in the water. As far as workouts go in the water, what do you love doing?
Oh, I swim just like I bike and run. I really never ever did a workout. I just did it for fun. I would get in the pool and swim and just swim until I felt like I had to stop. And then I just swim some more. And that's how I run. That's how I bike. And now that I have a coach this year, you know, they all thought that was a little crazy. So I just think of it that I had 2.5 years of base training and base miles. No hard workouts. Everything was fun and easy. So that's how I like to swim. I have done a few workouts since then, but can't say any of them have been particularly enjoyable.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, I think that's such an important point you make there, Jackie, is that, in my opinion too, the best way to start. And if you want to be very competitive, yeah, you probably do need some structured stuff, but for somebody getting into the sport, just do it because you love it. Go and have fun. I think so many people get into the sport and it's go, 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 and it's all about qualifying and breaking time barriers, but we forget to have fun along the way.
Absolutely. And with my situation, having moved and struggling with training mentally this year, I've thought all year, I just need to do a few focused workouts and I'll be fine. Because I think I could have kept my fitness if I had done some good hard workouts, just a couple of them throughout the week. And that's kind of what slowly made me fall off the bandwagon. It wasn't fun anymore. And I know if I want to be good again, it has to be fun first. I'll get competitive when I'm having fun, but I can't be competitive if it's not fun because I don't want to be there then.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want it to feel like work. I'm with you 100%. Jackie Cronin, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike next time.
All right. Thank you very much.
What would you say to having your own personal triathlon coach in your back pocket? Whether you're training for your first triathlon or Ironman distance triathlon, Coach Cara at TriFormations is an expert at working with busy athletes who are juggling different priorities in their life, including family, work, and travel. She is certified by the International Triathlon Union and USA Triathlon as a triathlon coach and holds professional qualifications as a personal trainer and pre- and postnatal fitness specialist. A coach takes the guesswork out of whether you are doing the right workout with the right intensity, volume, and duration at the right time. This means targeted training created with your unique physiology, challenges, and goals in mind that evolves as you do. All TriFormation services and training plans are delivered via virtual coaching arrangements, allowing you to choose whether you want to interact with your coach by online video conference, phone, or email, and your workouts are delivered straight to your tablet, smartphone, or even your GPS watch. Having a triathlon coach in your back pocket is the ticket to your success as an athlete, so why not put your best foot forward and go for it? To find out more about Cara and TriFormations, simply head over to TriFormations.com or simply click on thekonaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/coaching. While you're at it, also, I'm just looking at the dates. Yeah, it's a month to go till our contest closes. We are giving away an entry into an Ironman race. It's valued at $750 US and it could be yours. If you haven't entered yet, I know a lot of people have, but if you haven't, now's your chance. Head over to thekonaedge.com/win or simply text the word Ironman to 44222 and we could be paying for your next Ironman race to the value of $750. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Simply head over to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show get an obligation-free quote, and to learn more. Simply text the word Health IQ as well. If you'd like to get more info, to 44222. That's all one word, Health IQ, to 44222. I'll send you all the details back, or just click on the links in the show notes to this episode on the website, or if you're in your favorite podcast player, the link is there too. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.